Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to the May 21st meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to begin this meeting with a moment of silence for Frank Russo. Thank you very much. Changes in the meeting agenda. We have replacement pages, item E1, instructional personnel cover page, schedule A6, and addenda, item E1, instructional personnel, schedule A2 and A5. Okay, looking at item A for board action, revision to the 2018-19 appointment of impartial hearing officers. Do I have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Second, Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to B, the curriculum writing projects for 2019-20. Mr. Scanlon, maybe you can say a few words about this.
Yes, every year the Curriculum Development Committee reviews curriculum writing projects from the various departments throughout the district. Many of the proposals for this year are linked to changes that are occurring from the State Education Department. A lot of standards changes, updates to areas. We're rolling out the continuation of the elementary science curriculum for grades three through five. So there's a lot going on for next year. So the list of proposals would begin July 1 and go through the entire school year.
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second.
Second.
Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item C, 2019-20 new course and course name change request.
Yes, we have one course that has to be updated based upon a new affiliation agreement with Suffolk Community College. This is our sociology course at Wardenville High School, which will be a split regents and honors level, which will be an option for our students if they wish to take the Suffolk Community College credits.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item D, the resolution recalling teachers.
Yes, we are at the time of year now, and we're very fortunate. As you recall, in the 11-12 school year, we unfortunately had to access several teachers. We are in the process now of actually recalling a few as a result of some retirements. So this resolution is to recall two teachers back to full-time positions.
Very good. May I have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Bodlinka, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to personnel matters, instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
Yes, sir. At this moment, I would like to recognize and congratulate two employees. First, Karen Mizell, as the new who will be the new building principal at Setauket Elementary. So, Karen, congratulations. And also her assistant principal, Dr. Deanna Rinaldi. Congratulations.
Congratulations and welcome to the two of you.
And Mr. Connors, last but not least, we are also approving tonight Stephanie Shea, our new health teacher.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Turning now to E2, non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please?
So
moved. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Okay. Anything? Nothing unusual with that. Okay. Now we have the waiting game for the results of the budget vote and the school election. What will happen? Kathy, have you gotten anything in? Nothing yet. So we're just going to wait until we get the results. Okay? No, we're not going to go all the way down. Are there any informational items? Looking at item five, are there any informational items that we'd like to do?
I have one informational item.
Yeah, sure.
I've spoken to Superintendent about, I'm sure you've all been reading in the newspapers about the mercury scare in some of the schools. So we've looked over that, and our schools are perfectly safe, but we will look into it even further to make sure of that. Everything that we've studied, our schools are perfectly safe. There's no mercury in our schools. Jeff, when did we do those test scores?
Within the last 10 years.
Perfectly safe.
What I'd like to do now, since we have not gotten the results, I'd like to turn to public participation. I know there are a number of people who would like to address the board this evening, and we will do the public participation until we get the results of the election. We're going to open up the floor to public participation. We have a number of people who have already completed the blue forms asking to address the board. We ask that you keep your comments up to no longer than 3 minutes, and public participation will last up to 30 minutes in length. When you're recognized, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address. Please note that in order to speak, an individual must be either a district member, a resident of the district, a president of a district-affiliated organization, or the designee, or the representative of a governmental organization. Neither the Board of Education nor the superintendent is permitted to comment on matters of personnel. Please limit your questions accordingly. Kelly Quinn?
Hi. Hi, my name is Kelly Quinn. I'm a resident of Setauket. I went to Warden Melville High School, Jelena Setauket, and I wanted to talk about Mr. Mallory. I graduated in 2017, and I played for the varsity lacrosse and field hockey programs, and Mr. Mallory came in around my junior year, and I had never seen an athletic director care more about their programs than him. He did more in 3 years than our previous director did in seven. And I was so grateful to be even trained almost. He would come out to the fields if we were having a losing season, and he would talk to us, and he would try to inspire us. And he's done that for other teams, too. After the girls lacrosse team just made playoffs, he came out, and he spoke to them about having good luck. He is a very passionate man. Like I said, I've never seen someone care more about athletics than him. And it would be a shame to see him go. I wanted to address as a former alumni and throw my support to him. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bruce Larrabee?
Hi, my name is Bruce Larrabee. I've been associated, I guess, for about 25, maybe even 30 years. I can't think what 97 to now is, but whatever it is. I've been doing this photography for the school, for the athletics, that in all that time, you know, from teams from, of course, when we use film, and now it's digital and it's so different. But And I've known pretty much from Herb Friedman, started out with Herb. He used to kick me off the fields when I would try to take pictures back in those days. And then eventually he said, okay, Mr. Lab, you can go on the field, but you can't. So eventually I started working for the newspaper. And to make a long story short, I've been associated with pretty much all the athletic directors from, you know, from Herb to Don Webster and then Aaron Blaney and then Pete. And I just can't think of a nicer guy or, as we just, Kelly just said, compassionate. I see him everywhere. I mean, he's just, you know, at every sport. I've go to the dinners, the senior dinners, and I've never really heard a man speak any more compassionately about the school and the sports. And I think this year, if I'm not wrong, I think I'm pretty sure every varsity sport made the playoffs this year, from the fall to the winter to the spring. And again, every event that I go to that I take pictures at, I've seen him at. So I just think he's a tremendous guy, and he's a hardworking man. And I see him everywhere. So I just want to put in my vote of confidence for him. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Richard Sobel.
How are you? Richard Sobel. I live in Oldfield. So I have a son that graduated last year. I have a son that's finishing his freshman year. And Mr. Mallory, I saw the previous AD, and I think he's done a great job. And I've heard through the grapevine that you guys have asked him to resign or firing him for reasons that don't seem to be professional, from my understanding. I talked to friends and relatives around Long Island, and there's nobody around. Sorry, I just didn't want your attention while I'm speaking. There's nobody around that I know of that has a school that's as successful athletically as Ward Melville. Now, maybe there are schools, but I can't think of them. As the gentleman before me said, you guys make the playoffs every year, successful every year. When my son was playing basketball, first year that the team had won the league championship in almost 30 years. And he's there. He's at all these events, Tuesday night, Saturday, all the time. So I don't know what else you guys want. You obviously, he's got a lot of support from everybody. You've got former people, athletes coming up to say. And I think he's got a lot of support. So I just question what's happening here and why. And obviously, I know you can't comment on it, but I hope among yourselves you're talking about it. I hope that this is something that's happening behind closed doors and is not just some rollover based on something personal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Chris Agostino.
Chris Agostino, live in Stony Brook, 15 Houghton. I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to come up here and talk. I just like to say I've been in education for 20 plus years. I am currently an athletic director myself, so it takes one to know one. Pete has been an incredible mentor to me as well, being an athletic director for the last 4 years. I've talked to him a lot about the business of athletics, and he's taught me a lot. And I think it's important as a Board of Education for you to understand what's happening here and what Pete means to this district. Pete has done so much for this district in the last 4 years that I've seen in lots of districts in my life. Again, I've been an educator for 20 years. And to see what's happening to him right now is disappointing. And I think as a Board of Education, you have to really seriously reconsider what's going on here. Pete is too good to have this happen to. We all understand, I know what your role is, and I know what you have to do, and I've been, you know, in your position, and I understand you're going to make decisions. But the reality is, it all starts with leadership. You have student athletes here, and you have them here for a reason, because they had a great leader who helped them develop as players. I mean, look at what's happening to your athletic program. It's tremendous, tremendous. I mean, you can't ask for a better athletic program, a better health program. I happened to watch CBS News today. I saw a wonderful piece on what's happening here in this district. I'm proud to say I'm part of this district, but I cannot stand by and not be, you know, not say anything with what's happening to Pete. It's unfortunate, and I really want you to reconsider what your thought process is here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John Case.
Hello, my name is John Case. I'm the director of St. James CYO and Three Village Basketball. I represent about 650 kids in the community. Over the past few years, we've never had somebody as good as Pete. And if he was to go, that would be a loss to the whole community, and especially the children. That's who we're here to support. He's a great guy and a great man, doing a great job in a very tough district with tough parents. I think you guys are making a big mistake if you let him go.
Enrico Chacon.
Hi, I'm Enrico Chacon. I am a phys ed teacher at Ward Melville High School. I've been teaching in the district for 17 years. And I just want to talk about the positive effect that Mr. Mallory has had on our department. All right, everyone's talking about athletics, but phys ed, we always said, comes first. And he's challenged us as a department, not just to be set in our ways, but to go above and beyond and be positive for the students. And you just think, a couple weeks ago, actually last year, we were thinking about doing archery. And it's something that's been shoot off in the past. And Mr. Mallory is like, I will support you if you get the training done. So we looked around for different places, and he actually took it upon himself, because he has experience with archery on a professional development day, and took time out and gave us a whole lesson on archery, and now it's the most popular module that we have that fills up first before anything else. And just talking about how positive he is, like his passion that he's given us, like I've always had like post observations. It's always been, oh, you do a great job, but with Mr. Mallory, it was, that's a great job, but how can you make it better? And he's challenged not only myself but our department to be better, and its passion is evident as by not only the phys ed staff that's here, but the community that's here as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Charlie Fernandez.
Hi, everyone.
I'm sorry for the distractions over here, but we're getting the voting results.
I can wait.
You want to wait for a minute?
I'll wait a second.
Okay.
I'll figure out how to make this higher.
Okay.
Is my clock ticking?
No, it's not clicking.
Okay. I have lived in a Three Village for most of my life. I went to Minnesaukee, which I can't even spell, then Gelinas, and finally Ward Melville. I am a patriot. I am homegrown. And it is the privilege of my life to be able to say that I now have a career as a teacher and a coach in Three Village. It feels like it all started a couple of minutes ago, but I've just passed 27 years now. And somehow along the way, I have become the old guy. I still feel like a kid inside, and I know I've gained wisdom and experience such that only a quarter of a century of education experience can lend to one. As the resident old guy, I'm frequently asked questions about my experiences here in Three Village. Some of the same questions that I used to ask my old guys. Who's the best teacher you ever saw? For me, it's instant. It's Jerry Lanigan. I worked next door to him for 5 years. He had the same energy in his 27th year that I had in year one, and I try to bring it every day to my classes now. It was a lasting impact on me. Who's the best principal you ever worked for? Again, that answer comes to me without hesitation. Vinny Vizzo. He is the best. He made Murphy into more than a school. He made us a family. Working at Murphy has been the gift of my life. As I mentioned at the beginning, I also have been a varsity coach for the majority of my career as well. And when I'm asked who the best athletic director I have ever worked for is, the answer comes to me with ease as well. It's Pete Mallory. He has a long way to go before he can stand with the likes of my other educational heroes, but Pete has the makings of a truly legendary athletic director. He has done more for our Patriot Athletic Department in 3 years than most hope to accomplish in 20. He has brought Patriot sports family together like never before. He is a mentor to our new coaches. He has taught this old dog a few new tricks. Pete's dedication and commitment to our district are second to none, and he does it with complete humility. At that point, I'm just going to pause, and I'm going to tell you a quick story. And I think it sums up who this guy is. Last Thursday, my phone blows up. And last Thursday afternoon, and some of them are here, a softball girl slid across home plate and won a game for Ward Melville in extra innings. They put their team in the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. And probably didn't even know that one of the other speakers said, Ward Melville made the playoffs in every varsity sport all year long. It's unprecedented. It's remarkable. I don't understand how it wasn't the cover of the New York Times. This is something that can't probably ever even happen again. Badminton made the playoffs. And I would be a fool if I didn't look at the leadership that he brings to us every day and the passion that you've, that word rings so true to me about this guy. Give him a chance. He is literally the best. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Gary Walsh.
Gary Walsh, I'm from Stony Brook. I represent, I'm affiliated with the VFW Post 3054 and Three Village Baseball, Little League in the community. And I've talked to a lot of coaches across all the sports. I have a varsity player, a JV player, and a child in elementary school playing youth sports. After talking to many coaches across the board, I've composed a list of what Pete Mellor's accomplishments are that are obvious to some to the parents and the people in the community, not just in athletics and all the recreational things that he's responsible for, like driver's ed and all the community programs, community swim. But Pete Mellor has given a facelift to the entire athletic department so that everyone that can be proud when they walk into Ward Melville High School. Every coach from every sport that I've spoken to the clerical, security, maintenance personnel, and just about every other staff member I've spoken to, hold Mr. Mellor with the highest respect and admiration. They enjoy working for him and with him. That is important to note, so because positive staff equals positive results across the board. He has organized all the trophies and plaques that are now out of the basement and on display. When I first moved into this district, it was pretty unorganized in that lobby, and I've seen the changes as I go in there for different events. He designed with the Booster Club the fitness center hallway with inspirational signs to build Patriot pride. He has pushed for new turf fields as well as the turfing of the baseball infield and hoping to turf the outfield next year so we can have a safe playing environment for our JV fall sports students. He developed the PE Health Athletic website. He designed a new gymnasium floor, which is mercury-free, as we mentioned earlier, with the help of coaching staff, and paid tribute to Dr. John Foley by adding his name around the main court. He has computerized the ordering of supplies and equipment, which made the process easier on the coaches through a system that they have now, as opposed to an old paper system. He simplified the redundant paperwork process for us parents with the student and of student athletes with the implementation of final forms instead of all these documents that we had to bring each and every month when one of our kids was going to play a sport. He has helped organize the highly successful youth sports clinics run by members of our varsity teams and coaches to foster a greater interest among the younger generations of Three Village students and future student athletes. I believe all the teams made the playoffs this year, as everybody's already stated, varsity and JV, if I'm not mistaken. So, as we all know, tenure decisions are perhaps the most important decisions a school board can make, affecting the future of its students. Although ostensibly made based on performance during the probationary period, with probationers' track records considered, such a decision should be based on the outlook for future performance and anticipated results. The law explicitly states that a Board of Education can terminate an appointment of a probationary administrator or teacher at any time for a statutorily or constitutionally permissible reason. So us as the parents, we're really curious to know what that reason is, since nobody seems to be aware of any infraction committed that violates any law or any rules of the school district. Under Section 3031 of the education law, the superintendent must provide upon request a written statement of the reason for denial of tenure or dismissal to a teacher or administrator, and the reason must be specific enough to provide a meaningful and rational response. So again, us the parents, we're very curious to know what that is. And if this unfortunately goes forward, a bunch of us will be filing Freedom of Information Law requests according to Public Officers Law, Article 6, Sections 84 through 90. Every New York State or municipal department, board, bureau, division, commission, committee, public authority, public corporation, council, office, or other governmental entity performing a governmental or proprietary function is subject to this law. The school district falls under that scope. And that would require any record, means of any information kept, held, filed, produced, or reproduced by, with, or for an agency of the state legislator in any physical form whatsoever, including but not limited to reports, statements, examinations, memorandums, opinions, folders, files, books, manuals, pamphlets, forms, papers, designs, etc. We get the point. So we're just really curious to where the transparency is here. It seems that this is a case of hurt feelings and politics, and from what we understand, it's a bit of a bully board. So that's all I have to say. Have a good night.
Marcy Lobel.
Good evening. First of all, I'm very proud to be able to say that I'm a Three Village mom, and I've had the privilege over the past 20 years of coming before this board on various occasions. As my daughter approaches her graduation, I may not have many future reasons to come before you, so I want to start tonight by expressing my gratitude to all of the members of the board for your service, to our wonderful superintendent, to all of the administrators and teachers and coaches who have provided an extraordinary education to both of my children. And that education has included not only many academic opportunities, but extracurricular and athletic opportunities as well. Tonight in particular, I am so grateful and proud for the performance of our varsity softball team. Several of the players and some of the parents are here tonight. As you've already heard, for the first time in 17 years, this team advanced to the playoffs. And I want you to know that these young women played their games with great heart and soul and never gave up, fought valiantly, and did so with extraordinary support from many people. In numerous ways, they exemplify what it means to be a team, because it was the result of their players, their coach, and a support staff that doesn't always get credited for the important contributions that they make to our athletic teams. And in particular, Mr. Mallory, as you've already heard many other speakers tonight comment on, has made many important improvements to the athletic program, and we are grateful for those. And I believe that they have also played an important contribution in the success of our teams. The last thing I want to say is I think that these young women have now earned a scoreboard that we so desperately need at Ward Melville. So I hope that we can find room for that in the hopefully newly approved budget. Thank you to all of you.
Tom Rule.
Thank you, everybody. I want to thank all you for what you do, because this is a thankless job. I hope I can provide a little bit of insight that's a little different. First of all, I have four children in the district. I have two in the high school, one at Minnesaukee, and one at Galenas. I'm a police chief in Nassau County, so I know what it is to deal with administrators, elected, official, professional, as well as unions, and having to make everybody happy. I can't make everybody happy. If I make everybody happy, I am not doing my job. All I am is a yes person, okay? The other insight I can provide into this, I'm also a parent of one of the kids that's on the varsity cheerleading team. Don't throw anything at me, okay? Mr. Mallory was at everything that I was at. First of all, I have to give thanks to all the moms that run the booster club and all this stuff. Talk about a thankless job, okay? It was a very, very tough season, yes. The coach, nice enough girl, kid. She's younger than me, so I'm going to call her a kid. No disrespect there. But you know what? It wasn't a good fit, okay? And felt that a change was needed. And all I heard, I would pick up my daughter from practice, and I didn't know what I was getting, if I was getting happy or sad or upset or crying or hurt. All I heard was the coach, the coach, the coach. I never heard about Mr. Mallory at all until we went to Florida, and there's Mr. Mallory. And that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing, okay? Mr. Mallory gave us the support that we needed. I saw him in Florida. I was the one that was drinking. Nobody else was drinking then, believe me, okay? He's a good guy, all right? The problem that I have with this is this coach that we, I assume, have let go, she's not a resident of the village, of the three village. It's a part-time thing. She's not a full-time employee, and it's a couple of thousand dollars. And all right, it didn't work out. This is a man's livelihood who has a family that has roots here that look at the support that this man has, okay? This is about providing the proper athletics and health and nutrition for our kids. Okay, yes, we all made the playoffs. We're providing these kids with the opportunity to be better people and better student athletes and just to go forward and to be scholar athletes. So I hope this isn't a moot point. I hope that you guys, you know, there's some sort of consideration here, and I just want to let you know that I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Eric Sutton? Mr. Sutton, you don't live in the Three Village area, do you?
No. I'm a district employee.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. It really has to. You have to live in the district in order to address the board like this.
I'm a teacher at the high school and coach.
Sorry, Eric. It's district policy, and it's written in policy, and unless the board wants to change that, they would have to change the policy in order for you to speak. I'm sorry.
Sorry, we have to be consistent with that. Right. Thank you.
Someone could definitely, who lives in the district, could read his statement, certainly. They would be allowed to do that.
My name is Gina Agostino. I live in Stony Brook, 15 Houghton Boulevard, and I'm reading on behalf of Eric. Good evening. As a teacher, coach, and alumnus of Ward Melville, this district means everything to me. Years ago, it allowed me to grow as a student and enhance my skills as an athlete, which eventually allowed me to return the favor over the last 17 years as a science teacher and over the last 13 years as a tennis coach. Tonight, I want to recognize Peter Mallory, our Executive Director of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Athletics. Since his hire in the middle of the 2015-2016 school year, I saw an unbelievable change. Not to take away from previous administrators, Mr. Mallory made his presence known by taking charge and promoting every athletic program at Ward Melville with gusto. League and division plaques started to be artistically hung in our athletic lobby, with beautiful lighting. Banners promoting our league and county championships were proudly displayed in the gym above our newly designed hardwood floor. Out on the tennis courts, our brand new windscreens not just helped our athletes by eliminating distractions and curbing cross-court wind, but the simple words, Ward Melville Athletics, home of the Patriots, greeted every athlete that set foot onto our property from the north. Earlier this evening, I was able to watch Mr. Mallory, along with Legislator Hahn on Channel 2, WCBS, promoting the training that our coaches received about drug and alcohol awareness. I was extremely proud to see how Mr. Mallory represented not just our school, but more importantly, our district and our community. It was nice to see how our fairly small enclave on the north shore of Long Island was now shared with the rest of the New York metropolitan area, numbering in the millions. Since his hiring, Mr. Mallory has represented Ward Melville and Three Village with nothing but professionalism and has created an atmosphere which has allowed our programs to achieve these goals. Much like a father instilling ethics, morality, and the drive and determination needed to raise a family, Mr. Mallory at the helm has helped lead our programs with nothing short of success, much of the time beyond just wins and losses. We may be blessed with gifted athletes and coaches, but having an athletic director who can fight for proper funding to maintain our programs, impart words of wisdom on a daily basis, and help produce a formula for county, state, and even national championships is something that we need and will continue to need it for the future. Personally, Mr. Mallory has been a friend, a mentor, at times a psychologist, and someone who has always had an open door policy to discuss issues that may arise when I'm in season or between seasons. I am confident in my role as a coach with the guidance and leadership he displays. Mr. Mallory, with over 25 years in the field of health and athletics, is someone who can continue to lead here at Three Village. There is no one who bleeds more green and gold than he. I am proud to be a member of our athletic staff and work not under Mr. Mallory, but with a colleague who shares his passion for success on the athletic field, tennis court, wrestling match, gymnasium floor, or baseball diamond. Thank you.
Lorraine Rosa?
Good evening, everyone. I'll hold it as well. Uh-huh. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be a member of the District Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Athletic Office since 2001. For the past 3.5 years, we've seen our health and physical education curriculum grow to far exceed the requirements of New York State. This is under the direction of our executive director, assisted by 2 outstanding chairpersons and an incredible teaching staff. Aside from our health and physical education curriculum, our Three Village athletic program, consisting of 152 coaching positions, has grown to be probably the most respected in Suffolk County and one of the best in New York State. Since December 2015, coaches from 3 separate seasons, this is what I've seen, are working together constantly on group texts, communicating and sharing ideas for the betterment of the student athletes, the community, and even themselves. We truly are a family. The demands on our athletic program, as well as our department programs, the demands on our athletic programs, as well as all our department programs, have never been as intense as they are today. Peter Mallory has taught us that communication with parents and each other is the key factor to move forward and earn the trust and respect of the community. Once again, earlier today, Pete has proved himself to be an outstanding district representative as he spoke along with Steve Malone and Kara Hahn at a press conference on issues that Kara, Steve, and the district are extremely passionate about, substance abuse and addiction recognition training. Our executive director is the backbone of our office.
He is an educator, a leader, a confidant, a seasoned coach, and each day he continues to move us all in a positive direction. I say this every day. I'm nobody here. I know nothing about nothing. But what I do know is we should not fix what isn't broken.
Kathy, you have the information? Okay. That will conclude our public participation. I'd like to turn now to F, the declaration of results of the annual budget vote and the school board election.
Okay. Our budget has passed with 1,559 yes votes and 528 no votes. And Mr.
Was that 1,559?
1,559 and 528. And Mr. Kornreich received 1,548 votes, and Mr. Vizzo, 1,651 votes.
So can we just affirm the results of the budget vote?
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second Mrs. Gish, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
Thank the community for voting for it.
We'd we'd like to thank everybody for the support that they've given. Yep. The three village schools.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody did speak. Philip. No, we have. I'm sorry, it was a half hour of public participation. No. It's on the agenda if you look at it.
So move for adjournment.
Okay, Dr. Kerman, second, Mr. Mano. Okay, all in favor? Opposed? Good. Thank you very much.